Right. A little about those.
The riff. I don't know. Songwriting is.
Do you write all the songs? Yeah.
Yeah.
Lyrics and all.
Yep. You know, I bring the song usually to Winston, the fuzzy bass player, and then he helps me sort of, sounds good. Or,
yeah.
You know, and then we had, that was Luther on that track. So Luther played on the record a lot of the tracks, but originally, do you remember that Chris Colburn?
Yeah.
Okay. We put a record out, Hilke Mancini, Chris Colburn record in like 2004.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. So we were going to do that again. And during COVID, we got together and started a new record. But then halfway through the recording of it, it was sort of like, oh, he got really busy with Buffalo Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And also, recording is very disjointed because Andy Hong, who he did Pipeline on MIT.
Yes.
Whenever he would be in town, we could use his studio for free and he would engineer for free. He was such a sweetheart. To do that for us, he did that for like Talia's Attic,
mm-hmm.
on my record. And so, whenever he was around, we would go in and do it. So, I was lucky enough to have Tom McGinnis from Buffalo Tom, Chris, and Winston, and I did a few tracks.
So there were a lot of people involved in his release.
Well, yeah, it's a spanned time.
How long were you working on it? Like, was it years?
Well, I didn't know I was making a record. You know what I mean?
You just. Putting songs out, putting songs together.
Well,
I
thought I was going to make a record with Chris Colburn, I guess. And then when he was like, oh, I don't know. Then I was like, well, Winston and I will just keep going. And Winston was like, I really want to play with this drummer, Luther, and he's really good. And I was like, great. And then we met Luther, and he was a phenomenal drummer. So we're like, oh, my God. So then I wrote a couple more rockers for Luther. Sometimes I make jokes saying I should have called this record Songs for Luther. Yeah. Then to finish it, I was like, ooh, I'm gonna write this song, and like Luther is so good. So that was really fun getting together with Luther and Winston and finishing the record. And then at the same time, Andy Hong sold the studio to Zippa, Brian Charles, because of the fire and all that, that happened to Brian. It was terrible.
Another great guy, Brian Charles.
Terrible that happened to him.
Yeah.
And Andy Hong was like, you have to buy this studio, you know, but I think he was a little bit like, yeah, it's like millions of dollars right in the middle of Cambridge. But they figured it out and he got an investor. And so we finished it in the same studio, but it was better because Brian had, you know, just busted out the back walls and the sound and the drum room. And so, and Brian is so great.
Yeah, these are top notch people.
Oh,
Buffalo
God.
Tom, right. Sheila Devine, people. I mean,
yeah, Brian's so good. And,
yeah.
So I was really lucky to finish our record with that. And so, yeah, and then Brian mastered it. I got it mixed by Pat DiCenzo, who did a lot of Buffalo Tom stuff. He was great. I did a lot of tracking with Joel Edenberg.
Yeah, I'm familiar with him.
And his attic in Medford. And he did such a good job.
What is he, does he have a studio?
He works at Q a lot.
Yeah, he was on my show like 8 years ago, I want to say.
Really?
Joel.
Yeah.
He was in a band that would, I forget the name of the band. Different kind of music than what I, but yeah.
Yeah.
He's another great guy, though.
Talented,
yeah.
And he really helped me track the rest of this record. So I don't know.
And you got it on vinyl.
Well, that was the other thing. Like, I remember talking to Winston, saying to him, like, so you know I'm not making vinyl for this thing, right? Like, I'm not spending my money on
Right, vinyl is...
It's like a crazy thing to do. Like, who's going to do that? So I was like, because he's a super record collector and has tons of vinyl. And I was like, I can't. It's like, this is like my art. So I'm going to put it up on Bandcamp. I don't know. Maybe I'll make a 7-inch or Jen Trinan, who's going to play a record release party with me in May, whatever. I was like, maybe Jen Trine and I will pool our money together and we'll do one side, her, I don't know, right? But then this label who, she was a fan of Fuzzy back in the day and also was a Monsieur's fan and Marty King's, my husband's band. And she liked a lot of the tracks that I sang, the Marty King's.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, she really likes you. And then I was like, oh. And then I found out she was a Fuzzy fan. So when this record got done, I sent it to a few people. American Laundromat, School Kids Records, and Girlsville. Three labels. and I never heard back from American Laundromat.
Mm-hmm.
School Kid Records wrote me back, and they were like, oh, we can't do anything, we're screwed. And then, just, you know, we have enough releases. Which I expected nothing. But Girlsville was like, I'm putting this whole thing out. Like, now. And I was like, you're crazy. And she did it.
I love physical products. I'm glad you put that out.
It's so nice.
Who did the artwork?
That's my sister-in-law, Roxy. She is an illustrator for Grand Theft Auto. So
all right.
She really did me a favor. She gets credit for vintage clothing for Eternal.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm just kind of looking at it now. Yeah, I like this. Yep.
She did a great job.
And, yeah. So, I'm psyched you put it out. Do you have any... We're waiting for Melissa.
Oh, yeah. Melissa's going to sing back up. She's
Melissa's
going to
come
yet.
In. Do you and Melissa go way back? I'm sure.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. How... Refresh us. How did you...
Gibbs was... She worked for Ford Apache, and we were managed by Ford Apache. So... and then when she started her band, Heavy Stud, me and Chris Toppin, who were Fuzzy, two women, were like, you and Meredith have to do it. And we... I don't know. Melissa can tell you the story, because I don't remember all of it, but I guess we, like, loaned her an amp, or we were like,
yeah,
you can do it! You know, girl empowerment stuff.
Right.
Kind of similar to the Rock Camp for Girls, like, thing. And, we loved them. They're like family. I know Melissa since I was, you know, 24. Since we started, Gary started managing us. So I feel like family with Melissa.
Yeah. And she plays with a bunch of people around town.
And she's so good. And she sings so great and plays great. So
she's with Andrea Gillis, plays with Andrea Gillis a lot. Obviously, she plays with her husband's band, Gymnasium. They do the, I think they do the weekly thing at, is it the Plow?
The Handyman.
Yes, the Handyman. So she does, she's a busy gal.
Yeah, and she's also just kind of a perfect fit because she was covering, well, there was a whole benefit, or not a benefit, what's the word I'm trying to say? For Gary Smith, in memory of a concert, and Fuzzy was asked to do it. But Chris Topping has lost her voice, so she doesn't sing anymore. Which is really sad.
Yeah.
And she was like, I can't do it. And I was like, I really want to do it, you know? So Winston and I did it. And David Ryan was going to come up for it, but it just didn't work out. He got COVID, or his family got COVID. So Luther played as Fuzzy drummer, and Melissa stepped in. So we did our Flashlight. You know, the classics. And then it was so fun. We were like, you should keep doing this with us. Do you want to?
Yeah. Before I play more off this record, because I'll probably play a few more before. Do you want to touch on punk rock aerobics?
Sure.
What's that about? As it sounds, I imagine, punk rock aerobics. But what made you decide to do that?
Well, totally, honestly. Fuzzy couldn't get a record deal anymore. And I was sort of a spoiled brat because I was like, what do you mean? We were signed. I was like,
with stars.
Well, just being like, I have to get a job and like stop touring. And then Winston got to go on tour with Come, which he's now been playing with Talia forever. But I didn't have a thing. And Chris started having babies.
So you're like, what am I going to do?
And my friend Maury Jasper, a very talented visual artist, was living in Manhattan, was coming to Boston for the summer. And I said, let's do this fun, you know, there's a funny concept because we used to say, like, I'd exercise if it was to great music, and we would jump up and down in the living room and play records. And so I bought the domain as a joke in 2000, and I sent it to her being like, hey, look, I bought the domain. And then we're like, let's really do it. So she did all the visual side, and I actually got certified as an aerobics instructor, and it just took off. I mean, we were in Newsweek, we were in Rolling Stone. I mean, it was insane.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, it was insane.
And then, I probably knew about the Rolling Stone. I didn't know about Newsweek. That's funny.
Oh, we were in everything. New York Post, The Village Voice. I mean, everybody wanted to write about it. It was such a funny concept. It was such an oxymoron of, like, being healthy and being punk rock. But actually, it's very... Melissa's coming to the door now.
Oh, cool.
It's very... It's actually a really great... It's very, you know, anti-status quo, anti-stereotypical typical body image, saying like you have to look a certain way or be right. a certain way. And it was like, no, you don't have to have typical stereotypical image.
Yeah.
So turn the lights off and wear your, you know, Converse sneakers and just pogo. And so it struck a nerve. And then that's how I became affiliated with the Rock and Roll Camp for Girls.
Yeah.
And then started the Boston chapter. So.
So how, the punk rock aerobics has been going on for a while?
Yeah, 2001. We took a huge break, though, because Maura, obviously, you know, went to grad school and I stopped doing it. But then during the pandemic, I brought it back, and then the Green Day video thing happened, and then it was like...
Yeah, what was the Green Day video thing? I forget.
They asked Punk Rock Aerobics to be in their video. So we sent them footage of me working out to a yet-released track during COVID. And I just talked to their management and them about it.
So Green Day somehow found Punk Rock Aerobics. That's cool.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I think that...
Somehow, some way...
They, like... When I went to see them that year... Mm-hmm. It was COVID, so I couldn't go talk to Billy, but I talked to their management. Because he was... As he's, quote-unquote, Billy's in a bubble for this whole tour. Like, he can't talk to anyone.
Exactly.
But, their management actually told me that Billy's favorite version of Girl Don't Tell Me was Fuzzy's version.
Oh.
And he loved Fuzzy's Girl Don't Tell Me.
Wow.
So I don't know. I heard that, you know, he might not have known I was that quote-unquote fuzzy girl, which is what they said, but...
That's funny. So is it still ongoing? It must be ongoing. Punk Rock Aerobics, right?
I have subscribers. And I do it... I just did it at the Buffalo Tom Festival.
Mm-hmm. So you do it at various locations.
And I do it for kids. I do it because I think the kids need it. Because community is so weird after COVID. And I think that, especially youth, that are seeing images on Instagram and feeling bad about themselves, I just can't stand it. And I'm just like, I have to do this thing. And once a week, I do it at Curtis Hall in JP for youth. And I recorded a soundtrack with, actually, Charles played guitar, Melissa's husband, to a G-rated punk rock soundtrack where Youth, Melissa's daughter, and Ed V's daughter sang the tracks. So it's a Youth soundtrack doing G-rated, like, rock and roll radio. And
cool stuff. I'm gonna play a few more tracks from the Hilken Mancini Band release. Hopefully Melissa will be around by then,
yeah,
and we
here.
Can.
She's here.
Cool. When she and we'll talk to her, obviously, and you guys can play some in studio. This song is called "Through to You."
Here's something that you never knew. There's such a difference you make when you never come through. You decide. Yeah, there's just one of us now, nothing left to sit through. All the mistakes you made, they come all back to you. What do I do to get that through to you? Pass you on the right side. What do I do to get that through to you? Give you some sort of sign. Patience always buys time. Act surprised and get a following big as my heart has grown wide. And you could always tell the truth. Is it so hard when you lie every day, all the time? And the photograph fades sitting by the bedside. What do I do to get that through to you? Pass you on the right side. Some sort of sign, and patience always buys time. Yeah. when we first spoke. And I don't believe there'll ever be a way to let you go. I don't.
All right, Melissa's here. Thanks for coming in.
I did it.
I just played Let You Go and Up to 11. Is that right? I'm getting confused here as to what I played. We just played Let You Go, no?
Yeah, Let You Go.
And I think Up to 11 before that.
Through to You. Yeah, there you go.
I played the whole damn thing. But anyway.
No, close.
Close. Well, we're going to end up playing the whole thing. But anyway, I was telling Hilk and Melissa that... way back in the day before I knew you, I was at a show and we were just saying, I don't know what show it was. I don't know who I was going to see or what the venue was. But you were handing out CDs of Heavy Stud, and I didn't know who Heavy Stud was either, to be honest with you.
Right.
But I threw it in my car and I'm like, this is great stuff.
Thank you.
And I didn't have this show yet. But when I started like in 2012 on the show. But when I did, I played that. It was a two-songer.
Yeah.
Do you remember the name?
I do.
Wasn't one of them a question? Was one of the songs like
right. One was Don't Expect. The other one was Are You Ready?
Are You Ready? Yeah. Yes.
We were sort of in between drummers, and we wanted to keep going. So we had Stacy Jones, who from Letters to Cleo. And then, you know, he did American Hi-Fi. That's his band that he became the front man for.
Yeah.
And he's been in, I don't even know, he was in Veruca Salt at the time, I think, that he played on the, so we had him play on those two songs.
So we were very excited about those. And yeah, I think it was at Lily's. It was a fairly new club.
Probably.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I think we were promoting for New Year's Eve show, I believe. It was something where we were like, we need to get so many people out.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We just went around and got a flyer stuck to the back of the CD for the show.
People did that back then. You don't see it as much. No one's handing out CDs anymore now. It's all like a download code.
Yeah.
But that was kind of cool. And a lot of times, because that would happen, not a lot, but often you'd get things, and usually I'd say, this is junk, but that was great stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I want to hear it now.
But I have the CD, and I almost went digging through my 800 CDs to find it, but I didn't have time. But I still have the CD. I used to play it at work a lot, at the post office, to blast it out.
Nice. I should have her send you the downloadable link.
Yeah.
You should, because I'll get it back on.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'll get it back on the airwaves. But I don't know. You guys want to sing one now?
Yeah.
Sure.
You're such a saint to be that way. 'Cause I don't want you doesn't mean go away. It's not the same, it's such a waste. But would you walk along beside me anyway? 'Cause I don't see you anymore. You're just some ghost in my back door. Shut out the light, be by my side. Give up a thing or two to me, you know I like. I don't know you, you seem so true. How can you believe in the things I say and do? 'Cause I don't see you anymore. You're just some ghost in my back.
Nice. And that is also on the record, Ghost, right?
Yes. Tali Zadik is the one singing back up on it, though.
Okay.
On the recorded version.
Mm-hmm. Do you plan on doing a lot of shows to promote this?
as many as we can. I mean, it's hard because everybody's schedules are crazy. You know, as you get older, everybody's like in five bands. And,
yeah.
But sure, as much as we can.
Yeah.
We're going to do something in May.
Well, hey, it's something, right? Something might fill in before that as well.
Yeah.
But I'm going to... Did Gymnasium have a new record coming on the way?
It's in process of being recorded right now. So our house is...
This very minute.
Full. It is. It's been nonstop in the last month, mostly. Maybe 3 weeks or so.
Charles was in to play the last one, you probably remember.
Yeah.
But I'm going to play another song off of this. Before you play another one live, we're going to play one off of this.
Great.
And I'm also going to play a Gymnasium tune.
Yeah, great. Gymnasium's actually got a gig coming up.
Go ahead, plug
it. The Bags
it.
Have a reunion.
Oh, that's right.
So
that's right.
That's in January at Crystal Ballroom. So
is Croak on that bill as well?
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw the Bags last time. Who they? Wasn't there a Crystal Ballroom show with the Bags a while ago?
It probably was the Justine.
Yes.
The show for Justine.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That was a great show.
It was really good.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to play a couple. We'll be back. This is Wait.
I'm not coming today.
girls are practicing as we speak here. I kind of caught them off guard.
No.
If you're under the influence of...
We're all ready. We're ready for this.
I just played Gymnasium Karen Black off of Hanson's Pop and Rock Music 22. We heard Wait from Hilk and Mancini Band. And I got to say, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right. We're ready. You can... They learn this on the fly.
Yeah.
This is going to be the Christmas tune we're going to do at the fundraiser. That's why we're doing it.
Okie doke. We'll talk about the fundraiser after, but yeah, go at it.
Okay.
What's so bad about Christmas? You sound like a mean old man. Why don't you believe in old Kris Kringle? It's only Christmas, won't you have a heart? Oh, I never would have guessed you'd take it so hard. What's so bad about Christmas? It only comes once a year. I'm not saying that you need to jingle jangle. It's only Christmas, won't you have a heart? Oh, I never would have guessed you'd take it so hard.
With no mistletoe, no jingle
bells,
no one horse sleigh,
oh, your candles burning low, it won't just blow away.
Nice job. Nice job. I took your last song, so you had to find one on the fly, and you did it. So you have a Christmas show, I guess, coming up.
Yeah. December 15th at the Burren. And this is an ongoing tradition that Hilken started with her band Fuzzy. And it's been going on for, geez, I don't know, 20-some odd years.
Wow.
That's a little crazy.
Yeah.
There was a tiny break.
Yeah.
At some point, but not really. We just kept it going strong.
How long has it been at the Burren?
That's a new turn, the Burren. What, like 3, 4?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 5 years?
It's hard to say with COVID. I think it started just before COVID at the Burren,
right,
maybe.
Yeah.
So this might be the fourth year there? I don't know.
Yeah. And it's all like 3, 2, 1 song, depending on the artist's set, of a Christmas, either original or cover, and all kinds of awesome people are doing it, like Kris Colburn from Buffalo Tom and Tanya Donnelly and Jen Trinan and Muck and the Myers.
Wow.
Mary Amsterberg and David and Stephen Fredette and the Handyman
and wow. Bunny from Buttercup.
And the Other Girls, which is the band I'm in with mm-hmm. Andrea Gillis, Michelle Paulus, and then of course Fuzzy, and then Mary Ellen Leahy from Trona, if you remember them.
Yeah.
Is joining the Fuzzy set. I'm sure we're forgetting something.
Right. I heard rumor there might be some kind of heavy stud thing going on.
Yeah,
doing Party Frock.
Get one in there, maybe.
One song in there, yeah, for sure. So all the proceeds go to charity, and each year a new charity is picked. And I mean, everybody's always so generous with their time, and it's just really nice to have everyone gather together.
It's a really fun tradition every year.
And what time is it? What time is the show?
7 p.m. start.
It's a later one this year. Usually it's more daytime family friendly. Oh, Drew O'Doherty and his daughters from Girls Rock Camp.
Yeah.
I like 7 o'clock start better.
Yeah.
Yeah, 7 to 9 to 11 midnight.
Sullivan. And Brian Sullivan and Tanya Donnelly, they're in Loyal Seas. So those two, they're playing John Bernhardt on the theremin,
WBR.
Of course.
This got to go till at least 11.
It goes to midnight.
Okay, I'm going to say there's a lot of humans here.
We already say Chris Brokaw.
Chris Brokaw from Calm.
No.
We might have already said him. And then DJ Angie C is emceeing the event.
And, yeah. Raffles
McDonald.
And prizes.
Got a lot going on.
Yeah. We do it every year.
Then what day of the week is that? You might have already set up like
for Sunday night, unfortunately.
Sunday's all right.
Yeah.
Because Sundays went, like, you know, usually there's gigs on Friday, Saturday. Sunday's the down day, so people can go out on a Sunday. I'll be there Sunday.
December 15th, right?
Rest
it's like holiday time.
The day.
Yeah.
It starts at 7. That's still a pretty early start.
And yeah.
Yeah.
The barn's like 5 minutes from my house.
Oh, you have no excuse.
I don't. Yeah. And it's a Sunday, so I just blew my cover because I'm like, Sunday, that's a good day. It's a perfect day. It's like having a radio show on Tuesday night. No one's out at shows on those nights.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. So anything else you want to plug or say about this release? I love it. It's great stuff. Thanks for the vinyl. It'll be a regular on this show. It already has been, and it certainly will be
thanks
going
so
forward.
Much. I appreciate
that. And you get a second run going with the vinyl?
Yeah.
Yeah. The first one sold out, which is amazing. And
it's exciting.
If you haven't already, have you mentioned the videos yet?
No.
No.
There's a couple videos that have already been released. So everyone go to YouTube and check out Hilken Mancini Band.
There was a video for
Wake and for Ghost.
And there's going to be a really fun one coming up for Up to Heaven.
Okay.
Yeah, which is a song about Gary Smith.
Who did the videos?
My husband. He's very good at it.
Yeah.
He did the green
and
video.
Saves some money. Keep it in the family, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's not going to crush you.
We have a really fun one coming up. Yeah, I can't wait. So.
I love the Wait video. I don't think I've seen the other one. I'll have to look it up.
Okay, yeah, check it out. And thanks so much for having me and us.
Yeah,
it's my pleasure. I know you're busy people, and a great release, and thanks so much for coming on the show. I gotta pull something. Tom Baker has some new stuff out. I'm gonna pull that out.
Nice.
All right, thanks again, and I will. So the next thing you got going on is probably the 15th. Hilken's the band doesn't have anything prior to that, or
no,
right?
We
so we
have
get the 15th
Christmas special, and then we'll have some shows coming up in the new year.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's a great cause. It's great artists at this thing on the 15th. It's a good venue. It's down the street from me, so that works.
Yeah. Fun raffle prizes, and it's going to be great.
All right, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank
it's
you.
Quarter nine, time flies. We played pretty much the whole, what did we not play off of this?
Up to 11.
We didn't play up to 11?
Well, good, so people have to check out the new video when that gets released.
We didn't play up to 11. Well, we play everything else. Here's some new Tom Baker. I'll be back in a bit.
Disaster. can I find you on my radar? Two blips are merging into one over Lake Superior. Wanna live forever, wanna take that ride. We could die, Maria, we could take that ride. I thought I found you with your head down. Wilson's fading into dust. They cannot find me on the radar. This dive is taken in a plunge. I am blurring into one. Wanna live forever, wanna take that ride. We could die alone here, or we could take that ride. We could take that ride. We could take that ride. We could die alone here, or we could take that ride. I thought I found you with your head down. Listen somewhere in the dust. I cannot be found on your radar. Tell my family I am one. I am merging into one. Wanna live forever, wanna take that ride. We could die alone here, or we could take that ride. We could take that ride. We could take that ride. We could die alone here, or we could take that ride.
One, two, three, four. We've lost our will, our voice.
Right, that was the Von Trapps with a song called What's Your Name. Before that, we heard Christian Montgomery and the Winter Kill Band. A song called American Fire. That's an anti-Trump song that was written back in 2016. Sadly, it's still appropriate now. Paula Bells with the Ballad of Felix Mancia. And Tom Baker featuring Justine Cobalt with a song called Category 5. It's 855 WMFO in Medford. Just listen to Rising with Skybar. I'm going to get out of here. I want to thank Hilken Mancini and Melissa Gibbs for coming in. This is some new stuff by The Cure. See you next week.
forever. And you say it won't be wrong, but it's too late now for me to just forget. I never thought I'd lead you to feel regret for all I never was. For all this time alone has left me hurt and sad and lost. Yeah, every time you leave me is a lie. Promise me forever, you say it won't be wrong. But there's something you can do to change your back, she said. Nothing you can do but see. This love is a fragile